Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is from Leviticus chapter 19. The Reverend Douglas Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Leviticus chapter 19. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel, and say to them, you shall not strip your vineyard bare, neither shall you gather fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and for the sojourner. I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal. You shall not deal falsely. You shall not lie to one another. You shall not swear by my name falsely, and so profane the name of the Lord your God. You shall not oppress your neighbor or rob him. The wages of a hired servant shall not remain with you all night until the morning. You shall not curse the dead, or put a stumbling block before the blind, but you shall fear your God. I am the Lord. You shall do no injustice in court. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great, but in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not stand up against the light of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You shall not hate your brother in your heart, but you shall reason frankly with your neighbor, lest you incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. You shall keep my statutes. I am the Lord your God. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Whenever I hear the Lord's law spoken to me, I feel small. I actually feel a lot like I did when I was about yay high, 6 or 7 years old, and my father telling me, quite honestly, the things I already knew. Don't be a jerk. That's the law according to Mr. Dad Gribenaugh, right? We all know it in some way. The concreated righteousness in the garden that was lost with the trespass of Adam and Eve, it corrupted that conscience, that small voice. We cannot trust it to know what God's will is perfectly, but it still speaks to us, it still whispers, it still says, that wasn't very nice. That wasn't God. That was really selfish. The other problem is sometimes that voice says, oh, it's okay. No one's around. No one will see. That cookie looks really tasty. And Mom is in the other room. Now that little voice can lead us astray. Which is why we need to hear over and over and over again, as we have with God, repeating again his law, his good will for us, of what is good and right and salutary. And he drives the point home, because our original sin is rooted in this first trespass, that we could be God. And so just as Mom and Dad would say within your little insolent mouth, you said, why can't I have a cookie? Why can't I take this toy from my brother? Why can't I stay up until 2 a.m.? And after so many whys, mom and dad say, well, what's the classic answer from mom? Because the classic answer from our father in heaven carries much more wings. I am the Lord. From me flows all of reality. From me flows truth, goodness, love. These things that you know, that you suppose to be your own conception, are extensions of his very word. Words of his mouth spoken on the first day. Words he still speaks to this, to uphold all creation, to guide us in the way of truth. Psalm 43 today, I think, does a very good job of leading us through our life in his will. Vindicate me, O God, defend my cause against an ungodly people. From the deceitful and unjust man, deliver me. That is why the Lord speaks his law again to us. Because the ungodly people include you and me. The deceitful and unjust man is the one in our heart. The old Adam who whispers, seemingly with the voice of the conscience, it's okay, just this once. To which our Lord says, I am the Lord your God. In his word of promise, in his word of law, that breaks down our childish independence, our childish confidence in our own good, our childish reasoning to justify that which we know is wrong. He sends his light, his truth, his word. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel. Say to them, you, brothers and sisters, God says, you are my people. And the precious blood of his Holy Son poured out to silence that whisper of the old Adam. Poured out that we might then be made new. That we might then live and walk in him, covered by his blood, enlightened by his spirit. We have a sure, certain word. A word better than what we hear from that whisper. But the word proclaimed from the Mount of Calvary, today you will be with me in paradise. A command and a promise. For you, dear child, are a child of the Lord. I am the Lord, your God. And with you, in Christ, he is welcome. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds. In Christ Jesus. Amen.